Hi, it's that producer guy again, Dan Gilman. This is episode 2 of Dead Tribe Paranormal. This is a mishmash of a few different sessions that we recorded. Just basically telling you guys what we're all about and the direction we want to go. This is the first and final episode we're ever going to do like this. I just wanted to have this all together so that you guys can hear what we're about. The rest of our episodes are going to be highly produced, and they're all going to sound really good. So please stick around, because the next one is going to be awesome. So here we go.
This is John.
And this is Kelly.
And you guys are listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal Podcast. So what we're doing is we're throwing together a podcast. We don't know how it's going to go. We're hoping, for good reviews from you guys. This is our first time jumping on the mic. We're down in my basement, otherwise known as the Dead Tribe Paranormal Studio. So
we're gonna love this studio. It has a big giant beanbag chair.
So it's a little chilly down here. We're gonna do everything on the podcast. We're gonna talk about personal experiences. If we're having a bad day, maybe we're gonna talk about our bad day. Who knows?
You know, we'll go on with it.
Yeah,
mostly ghosts, though. That's probably the main reason you're tuning in.
That's probably what we're gonna stick to. So we're gonna have a call-in show. We're going to do the EVP show. That's coming up first. Make sure you guys tune in and listen to that one. We have a guest, a special guest.
Very special guest. Very good friend. Maybe a member of my own ghost hunting team. So.
All right.
Maybe
you
not,
guys,
though. But.
You guys will have to tune in and see. So what we're hoping from this podcast is, to answer any questions or concerns anybody out there might have. Maybe pass on some personal experiences if that helps you. And we'll throw everything together and see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. You know, sometimes we're going to pre-record, and eventually we'll have live shows as well where you can call right in. All different types of formats. So there's a lot that can be done with podcasting. We can't wait to experiment with all of it. You know, I have a million stories. You have a million stories. Our own personal experiences. I don't think that'll ever get redundant.
No, and you know what? We have personal experiences right here in this house.
Right.
So if you happen to hear, a voice in the background, it's just Kelly and I and Dan doesn't say much. So if you hear anything else, that's the visitors I have in my own house.
Yeah, there's a technique out there. I remember actually learning it from a scary movie where some people can talk in two tones and, two voices can come out of their mouth at once.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's not me, though, and I don't think that's you, so if there's a third.
Yeah, if there's a third, those are the visitors that I have in here, and I have recorded. I don't make it a practice to go around and ask questions, but they are here, and there's probably not much I can do. I've asked them to leave, but they want to stay. I don't know why it's cold in here. So, So we hope you guys tune in. We're going to get a few episodes up. I think we're going to go 3, and then we're going to load them up, and you guys listen to them. As soon as we get going, we want to do a live show where you can call in, and we'll line people up beforehand. And, if you want to use a different name and you're scared and you have a question, and hopefully we can help you out. If not, we'd know a lot of people.
Yeah, between the two of us and everyone we meet, we're going to be talking with other ghost hunters. We're going to be talking with people who make equipment for ghost hunting. We're going to talk to people who study different fields. There's so many different fields. Some people study demonology. Some people study angels. Some people study earthbound ghosts. There's just no limit. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think this is going to go really well. I think... I found the right co-host for sure, and made for radio face friend Dan.
That's always supposed to be said in first person.
Who, So I think it's going to go really well. You know, I was out in the field for a while, and I know you still are, but yeah. But I think I'm, you know, I'm going to stay in back at a microphone for now, and
okay.
And see what happens.
You're going to stay in your own house.
I'm going to stay in my own house.
I will come back with reports of other houses and yep. businesses.
Oh, speaking of that, we had actually talked last week or the week before about one of the episodes being an on-site episode where we go to the locations, the haunted locations.
Yes.
So so we're hoping to do that, and who knows? So if you guys have any ideas, you can email. I have Dead Tribe Paranormal Podcast @gmail. Dan?
Danny Echo @echopodmedia.com.
All right, that sounds complicated, but you know what? We're going to get that up on the Facebook site. We'll have it on the website. So you guys have any questions or you have any maybe ideas on a show or...
Yeah,
or,
definitely.
Or any experiences you want to come by, we're going to have that too. We'll have somebody come in and we'll talk to you about some experiences you've had.
Yeah, everybody's in on it, so
very
join
excited.
Us. Keep listening.
Very excited. So stay tuned. They will be up soon. This is, like I said, we just got together, we threw this together, and we're ready to go. We've got some exciting episodes on the way.
So that was the first session where they explain what the show is going to be about. And this session is them explaining themselves a little bit so that you have an understanding of their experiences and what they're about.
My name is John Schreina. I'm the founder of Dead Tribe Paranormal.
I'm Kelly. I'm John's co-host, and I'm on a team called Goners, Ghosts of the New England Research Society.
Thank you for coming, Kelly.
But of course.
So, first show, we're gonna talk about a few things. First thing we'll talk about is maybe our last trip out. Kelly, you guys went out last night.
Yeah, so it's less than 24 hours old. We went out last night. We did the Nathan Hale House in Coventry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, historic home. It was good. We were out there quite a few hours. It was cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
Were you able to get in the house?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we didn't like break in or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had the people there let us in. It's really cool. We have a deal with like a landmark society.
Yep.
So we're hopefully having more lined up. So this was our second in that series that we did.
That's great.
And yeah, it was some indoor, some outdoor as well.
How many people were there?
There was a lot, actually. Most of our group was there. So about 9 of us were there.
How do you guys do it as far as like rotations? Do you send 2 in at a time?
We do a little bit more than that. I think 2 is a good number
yeah.
a lot. But we had, so the house is actually really big, bigger than I thought. They had their main floor, then an upstairs with all the bedrooms, and then even an attic further above.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, being old, just being all wood, not really carpeted, it's you get a lot of crosstalk, you know,
a lot of contamination,
tons of it.
Yeah.
So we started off, and we, you know, we could all hear each other. So girls started together. So we had yep. a little estrogen fest, I guess, and we stayed in the house.
Do you typically review evidence the day after?
No, some of us do. It takes a couple weeks.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's our one job or,
yep.
you know, we're teenagers. So like, hey, mom, leave me alone while I'm reviewing evidence.
So. Yeah, same here. We try to get together and it's hard as you get older to fit the time in.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm John from Dead Tribe Paranormal. We were part of a group before, NEPS. I don't know if you've ever heard. We have been together for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody bought the name. We had to change the name. So Dan and I were talking one night, and I had told him that where I work, I walk just down the aisle, and within a month, 2 random people came up to me and said, do you know you have spirits following you around?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So Dan said to me, he said, you got like a tribe following you. I said, that's perfect. Dead Tribe Paranormal.
Oh, my God. There
so,
it is.
Yeah. So that's kind of all we went with. So
okay.
We haven't really done much since. We've been concentrating on starting this. We do every once in a while, Dan will and I will head out. We'll go, I think the last place we went to was Belchertown, the state school. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, you gotta go.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Actually, it's really overgrown now, and okay. And it's real. There's a lot, it's dangerous. There's a lot of homeless in there, but boy, do you get some sounds. I mean, we got our best EVP from there one time, and we brought it to the gentleman from the Travel Channel, and he said, "Quote unquote, best EVP I've ever heard."
No kidding. What did it say?
It was the old man. You remember that? Get lost, and you heard a steel door slam, but no steel door ever slammed while we were in there. It was, it was amazing. And
put it in the show.
Yeah, I would put it in there just so everybody could. That was absolutely the best EVP I've ever gotten. Even the one we had from the house there that I'll talk about bringing spirits home. I think I talked to you about that too.
And yeah.
You haven't really had any experiences?
No, not really. I mean, I've, you know, had things happening my whole life, so yeah. If I have brought something home and it did a little something, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have even attributed it to mm-hmm. being something I brought home, just something's around me. Maybe I have a dead tribe of my own. I don't know. Perfect that we're here. But, yeah, not too much. I mean, a lot of the things I've done, it's more mellow, you know, not too many of, you know, the TV stuff, though. Oh my God, there's a demon in here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We think Lucifer lived on Earth and it was right in this place, you know, and portals.
We've had a couple, and it's calmed down lately, but recently, more recently, as the little girl that I told you about.
Yeah.
When we were talking before, we had gone, she goes wherever I go. I was at work. This was my last experience with her. I was at work, and I was answering the phone. And I was sitting across from a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, and she said to me, she looked at me and she said, "John," and I answered the phone, and then she looks up and looks down and she started crying. And I go, "Okay, I'll talk to you later." And so I hung up the phone. I go, "Lynn, what's wrong?" She goes, "I saw her."
Nuh-uh.
I swear. And she described her. She knew absolutely nothing about her. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
And she said, we had in the office, I have ceiling tiles above me. I don't know if the camera is catching it. But there's a ceiling tile, half a ceiling mm-hmm. tile missing. And she was peeking down.
Oh, come on.
I know. It gave me the chills. She described her. She said she's beautiful. She said she's got shoulder-length brown hair. And everybody that has seen her has said the same thing. And I never described her to her. So it was a pretty amazing experience.
That is.
Yeah. And for so many people to see her, even my kid. This was, I think I told Dan about this. This was, I'm going to say about 6 months ago. I was sleeping in my day off. Don't get to do that often.
Yeah.
And the kids were off. And I slept. It was a little after 7. I woke up because my phone was going off. And I was getting a text message from my son, who's in the house. And I didn't understand. Why is my son texting me?
He's kids in are the lazy. House.
Yeah.
Can't even walk up the stairs?
And this was at 6:15. So it was about 45 minutes to an hour later that I had woken up and received it. So I look at it and he says, "Dad, are you downstairs?" And I wasn't. I was in my room. So I get up and I go into his room and I get him. I said, "Jacob, you okay?" And he said, "I saw a girl downstairs."
Oh, wow.
And he came back up. He said, and he described her. Described her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was blown away. So I've had those type of experiences. But I have to be more careful now when it comes to them. You know?
Yeah.
If I was by myself, I'd probably go out a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got the little guys to worry about.
Right.
So,
and the fact that they could see something or hear something more easily, you know, maybe you bring something home and you're not even affected. You don't even realize it, but
you don't.
Them have to deal with it.
They love hearing about it.
Yeah.
They don't want to see it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can see now, like they'll ask me about it or let's watch a show. But then I'll say, "Hey, go get your clothes downstairs. Can you come with me?"
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that type of thing.
The dreaded laundry room, scariest room in any house.
Yeah, so, that's been more recent. So we haven't gone out as often. Not to say that we won't. I still answer questions from people. I still take calls. I still go to their house if they really need me to.
Right.
If a family's being affected or if I can't handle it, I'll always make sure that somebody else can. So,
yeah.
You know, and get them the help.
Yeah, that's why it's good, like, making networking like that. Exactly, and, you know, exactly. Sometimes people are like, against each other. My group's better than yours.
Yeah.
Why? Let's be friends. Let's, like, tag team here.
Yeah, we did that, too. And somebody had mentioned para-unity to me before. And I was such a non-believer because there was a few people that I had let go from the group.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, they're like, oh, don't talk to them. I know that guy. And I let them go for making up evidence. And you know, oh, I got scratched, but it was a nail coming down the stairs.
Or, oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Stuff like that. And I don't want that because there's so much fraud in this business.
Yeah.
That I would rather go with, you know, we didn't get any evidence.
Right.
Than making up something.
Definitely. And I mean, there's enough accidental evidence, you know? I mean,
oh, yeah.
So many people, you swear you had something and you found out it was some, not weird, but just unexpected explanation. Like, oh, wow, that wouldn't even occur to me or even the three of us.
Yeah.
Or, you know, oh, yeah. This was in the, you know, like if he didn't know about the nail. You could very easily get scratched by a nail and not know it. It's
easily.
Dark.
And a lot of people that we had before, they were, oh, I can't wait to get pushed, punched, scratched. I said, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
You know, be careful. Has anybody in your group ever had any issues like
that? We've had a couple scratches, couple pushes. You know, nothing. We had a client once who felt they were pushed off the roof of their house, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty scary house. This guy is pretty tormented. You know, it's not just like, oh, I think my uncle's here. It's otherworldly or whatever the heck it is.
Wow. Were you guys able to get rid of it or help him out?
No, we're there. We pretty much, we have a psychic in the group, you know. So she did what a lot of them, you know, try to do, maybe broker a deal with the spirit, you know.
Yep.
Can you just go? Or maybe you don't know you're scaring them, but you are. But basically, he was really into it, too much into it. So he was doing EVPs every single day, you know, before work, after work, thousands. I mean, to the point where some of them might not even been EVPs. I don't think people think that, but you might even accidentally rub your thumb across the microphone of a little recorder and it sounds like, yes, or, you know, get out.
Get
and
out.
Really it was just like left, right.
The famous get out.
Yeah, get out. I want you to get out. No, I pay the mortgage.
So I've always told people, I remember, I get a haircut at a local place here. Yes, I do get haircuts. And the lady was telling me, John, I like to go into my basement and just ask questions. And I said, you know, I go, that's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you were saying about this guy, you know, recording himself, did you guys maybe say that to him? That maybe...
Yeah, that was the main thing we did. So, like, you're saying, like, did we help him out? I don't know if we got rid of anything. None of us are, you know, we're not, like, a priest or anything.
Yeah.
Or, but that was, like, the biggest advice, you know? So I know, you know, the psychic could talk to some and, you know, ask them. But the big thing was just, like, you know, stop doing it every day. You're engaging them and you're upsetting yourself.
Exactly. And that's what I tell them, because you invite things. When you start asking questions, and I'll always do that. I tell even my girlfriend now, I said, until I know what it is, don't acknowledge it.
Right.
You know, even if you see it, don't acknowledge it. Just leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it'll leave you alone. It's just curious.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you don't acknowledge it, it might go away. But don't by any means ask questions, set out a recorder and say, hey, come on, come talk to me.
Yeah.
Because you're inviting things that you might not want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then day after day after day.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's local too, huh?
Right. Yeah. It is. So.
Wow. Wow. What do you guys have you come across, like, demonic, any type of demonic?
Mostly
hauntings.
I mean, for as long as I've been in the group, that was the most. You know, it very well may have been. You know, there was also talk about, like, voodoo. Some voodoo might have done in the house, which. You know, I mean, voodoo has two sides. It's, you know, it's one, it's just a religion like any others, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, then it has that, it can get pretty dark magic in there. Or maybe it was like dark magic that was like voodoo, but not exactly. It's mostly, we've come across scary stuff, but I'm pretty sure the majority of it is human.
Yeah.
We had, you know, sometimes when you catch something too, it's so easy if you hear a gargly voice. It's, oh, it must be evil or it must be a devil. Or you see this dark shadow. Oh, it's darker than dark, blacker than the black. It must be evil. Like, we don't know what it is.
Yeah,
we don't
know
what we turn into. I mean.
And I think that's a lot of that comes from the shows that people are watching.
Yeah.
Or the movies. They're like, everything is. I heard a noise. It must be demonic.
Right,
you
right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I haven't come across that at all. I mean, we come across evil things, just like in life.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in the afterlife, there's going to be evil too. There.
Yeah.
You are who you are, you know? While you're alive.
Right.
In afterlife. So that's what you turn
and let's
into.
Not forget high school girls. They're pretty evil. So.
They are evil.
They're alive as
yeah,
we are.
Very cruel. So what do you hope, like, and all what I get, what I want out of this, even the podcast or any of the paranormal, what do you, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years as far as that goes?
And the paranormal, I would love to just always continue learning more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so exciting to be part of a team. It came about through just somebody seeing it on Facebook, you know, as a little kid. So actually, as a little kid, I wanted to be a paranormal psychologist. I don't know what movie I saw that, you know, they had one in, or it might have even been Amityville, like the true story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, like, I was just a little kid and ghosts just existed. Of course they do. Everybody knows that. They're in my house and your house. And, you know, so that's what I wanted to be. And it wasn't until I was a little older. So in elementary school, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about some ghost and started getting made fun of and they're not real. And, you know, I learned little by little that, oh, like, you can be a parent. But it's not like a psychologist. You don't get a degree and have a bunch of clients and, you know. So I'm happy just to be involved, but I mean, just learning more, I'd still love to be on my team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the podcast, I was really excited when I got the email passed along, you know, to try out for this.
Yeah.
Cause I just think reaching more people, and I love to talk, I love to hear stories, figuring it out. Being less afraid of things is better now, which, you know, the other side of the TV shows.
Yep.
So they do hype up to scare you more, but they also teach you things that you wouldn't have thought of, you know, to debunk things.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't mind just meeting more people and, you know, hey, 5 years, if I could be known as somebody that helps people.
You never know.
Yeah.
Do you find that, that now, maybe rather than 10 years ago, it's more acceptable to believe in ghosts or be a paranormal investigator, that type of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because back then, and it's the first thing you guys probably, I don't know who answers your phone when they call, but you're going to think I'm crazy.
Right.
You know, that type of thing. And a lot of people won't come forward because they do. That's the first thing people think.
Yeah.
But nowadays, it seems like it's because of the shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it's the cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it is now. So, like, my own boyfriend, he actually does not believe in said ghosts or spirits or anything.
Maybe we can change that.
Right. We're not looking off to the side with beady eyes right now or anything. But, I mean, so, like, you know, and some people are. They're like, what the heck? That's ridiculous. So I'll joke about it. I'll say, like, I'm a ghost geek or, yeah, I'm a little geek. I'm going to go, oh, what are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to run around till 2 a.m. like most adults do and, you know, look for ghosts that might not be there.
But see you when you get home.
Yeah. But it is though more now. And now like I do, people are like, that's so cool. Everyone wants to go too.
I know.
So don't you feel like a bad guy though? Sometimes like 10 people want to go. I'm like, well, there's already like 10 people on the team.
I actually stopped that a while ago only because I would get a call a few days later saying, John, ever since I went with you, there's something going on in my house.
Mm.
And I'm like, here we go. So we're opening up, and because they do follow you. I mean, you know, you probably know that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to go. I mean, especially around Halloween, people are like, oh, please take me out. Please take me out. And I just don't want to get that call 2, 3, 4 days later saying, I think something came home with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But my story is when I was younger, I grew up in a house in Vernon.
Okay.
The guy had committed suicide just before we moved in.
Oh, wow.
And it was very, very active. It wasn't bad. It was always a simple thing, lights, you know, yada, yada, yada. So that was my interest. I got married. She wanted me to do nothing with it. So for the 8.5 years of torture and hell, I didn't do anything. So as soon as we split up and I got divorced, I really just dove into it.
Oh, okay.
I met a whole bunch of people. I met Dan. And I just, like you said, learning more and more every time we go out. And you can't stop learning. And then meeting the people that we met, like Lorraine that I was telling you about, or the gentleman from the Travel Channel. Yeah, it was, it's awesome. Just to put it bluntly.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I look forward to it. Me, my, the only fear I have in life is snakes and spiders.
Okay.
I don't know how that sounds, but I look forward to see what happens with this. I have friends that are doing it now. There's another one that down in Waterbury, he does a show and he's got a lot of followers. He said he'd like to talk to us and have us on.
Oh,
and
great.
And then maybe we can get people to start listening and
take
phone calls.
Para-unity.
Para-unity, that's it. Answer questions, help people any way we can. That's kind of what I want out of it. The fact that your email had, your response was, had nothing to do with being paid. Of course, everybody wants to get paid. But we received many emails. And one of the first things they say is, how much are we going to get paid?
Oh, no.
You know, and that's not somebody that I'm looking for because they don't have the passion.
Right.
And they don't have the want to help people. That's my biggest reward right now is, a lady calling me frantically saying, this is going on. I've been through it. Relax.
We're
gonna be okay. I'm going to help you. And that's my biggest reward right now. Eventually down the road, if something happens, it happens. I think, that's the ultimate goal, I think, for everybody.
Yeah.
But I do love helping people. Absolutely. And I know this isn't everybody's hobby, and I get ridiculed for it sometimes, but it doesn't bother
Ghost
me.
Ghost geek.
Yeah, ghost geek, You're not. Stay away from me. Oh, you're not coming to my party. I don't know who's following you around. Yeah. So so I get a lot of that, but it doesn't bother me because you know what? One day if they do need help, they're going to say, you know what? I did remember this guy, and they'll call.
Yeah.
So that's my ultimate goal. So that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
And I like meeting new people, too.
Right.
And I like to talk, just like you had mentioned in the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, just sitting here for a half hour, an hour, and just talking ghosts.
Yeah.
And hauntings and stuff like that. How far have you guys traveled? Have you gone to any places together?
It's been actually, I was going to say just Connecticut. Farthest was Bermuda, actually. Mm. What? Yeah.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
My God. Finally have a stamp in my passport. Finally have a passport, actually. So.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, that was awesome. It is the Cox House. It's on our Facebook page and on our website. It was great. Kurt, so he's the Kurt Knapp, the founder of our group.
Yep.
I don't remember how he met the guy. I don't even know how that came about. In Bermuda. I guess he had gone to Bermuda a couple times, actually, on vacation.
Yeah.
And he met this guy. And I guess over there, this guy is like a pretty big wig, you know? He's kind of compared to like our Rockefeller, you know?
Yeah.
So, and like the house is like an estate and it's been in his own family for 200 years. So there's a lot of history behind it.
Yeah.
So, they got to talking and he was like, that'd be cool to have it investigated. I've had experiences. And, you know, that was the type of place where I've not even close to thinking that some ghost is going to follow me from Bermuda back to Little Connecticut. You know, it was a nice haunting for the most part. You know,
yep.
It's his family.
A lot of evidence.
Yeah, we caught like a few voices. There was a smell. It started smelling like roses all of a sudden, you know, and we're looking around, obviously look for vases and, you know, stuff like that. You know, like, I mean, some of those, we're talking 200 years, women used to wear rose water, you know, just steep rose petals in water and use it as perfume. So that was kind of neat. And then we, while we were there, we don't really do the flashlight thing.
Don't get me started on that.
No, are you not a fan of the flashlight? You are a fan.
No, not a fan.
No. So like the electrons can bounce back and forth and make it turn on and all that. So we weren't doing that, but, we had flashlights because you're walking around a dark house.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we met two people over there that are now part of our team. So Mark and Sandra, they're like goners, Bermuda.
Wow.
So, you know, they had a brand new flashlight. They weren't ghost hunters. They just saw our thing and helped us. And they put their flashlight down. It was turned off. And it just went on unprovoked. We weren't asking questions for it to go on. They're like, hey, this like, you know, brand new flashlight just kind of turned on. You know, we all saw it. It's on camera. And so we were doing, you know, we were like, all right, well, what the heck? So we did try the, like, Q&A and see if it would go on and off. And it did. And I remember one question I said, you know, did you used to wear rose water? And it went on for that. So perhaps, yeah, you know, again, could be totally nothing, but.
But it, that goes with everything.
Exactly.
There's, you know what I mean? There, but it's just something that I don't use. That's all. Yeah. I've seen, you know, I've read too many things where it could be this, it could be that, but, mm-hmm. You know, those could be ghost haters too. Who knows?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could be. We didn't intend on using it. It was just, you know.
It just happened.
Yeah. And I had one actually. I was holding the camera, a handheld, but I had it kind of low. So my arm was resting on my thigh and, you know, we're just sitting in a room in the parlor, just talking in EVP, waiting for things. And it felt like the camera moved. It felt like something pushed it. Not mean or anything, but just definitely pushed it. My arm moved. And I was like, I didn't say anything for a second. And I'm like, you guys, I think something actually just moved it. Because it's not like I'd been there a long time. Because, again, obviously rational. Mm-hmm. I'm not that buff. I know I look it under hair, but no. So, you know, your arm can just get tired and, you know, you kind of – it's a camera. But, yeah, I mean, I just sat down and so little things like that.
Yep.
And some of the stories they had about the place, you know, again, even though it's just family ghosts, some of them are kind of freaky. You know, some people had seen the ghost of a woman who seems to be frantically trying to tell something, get a message across. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then her picture's hanging upstairs in one of the hallways. So
have they let people in to do that house before?
No.
Really?
Yeah, we're the first. So it was really cool. I mean, their newspaper came down.
Wow.
And, yeah, they investigated with us for a little while.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was actually a pretty big deal. It was really cool.
Did he have experiences? Is that why? Or was it just an
old
house?
No, he'd had experiences. So one of them, you know, just being guests saying things like that, you know, like, hey, this woman started screaming in the hallway and all of a sudden she just dissipated in front of me. He had seen, you know, figures standing in the window or so it looks like, you know. You know, hearing things here and there. A lot of it was like guests telling things, but he had said he had one experience that was kind of weird, coming down a hallway and all of a sudden he couldn't breathe, kind of felt like he was being choked a little bit.
Wow.
Or a lot, but I don't think there's a little, you're being choked, you're not.
No.
So that scared him really bad. And, you know, he didn't really talk about it. And then he has a brother, and as they got older, you know, even moving out of the house and whatnot, they would talk about stories and, oh my God, I had this exact same thing happen. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Okay, that's enough about them. This is the part where we pick a topic and discuss it.
The topic we're going
to
talk about today is
the Ouija board,
since the movie is out.
Yeah, good
had
timing.
Had any experiences with the Ouija board?
I have. Yeah. So, Ouija's, I don't know if I can touch one again. So,
oh boy.
Yeah, you know what's weird? It's like just a weird one. So, little kid, you know, had the game Hasbro, you know, the commercial. It's just a game, isn't it?
It's funny, you can get that at Toys R Us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Ouija board. It's supposed to be one of the worst things that you can handle, especially.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone's like, you know, oh, it's just like, well, Hasbro makes it. They've existed way longer than Hasbro's existed.
Yeah.
So, So me, my friend, and my brother would try to play with it, and we try to talk with it. And I've done it only a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once I was in the basement with some people, you know, kids, and we were playing with it. And I didn't even see this, but the three other girls screamed, and I guess a candle slid a couple feet. Yeah. So, of course, I'm the one person, like, in our crew that didn't see it. So that was one thing. But the bigger thing, me and my friend and my brother would try to play with it. And it would always, like, make this figure eight, which I've heard a couple times, at least back then, that means it's angry. But what was worse is it would just do these three letters. It said it was its spirit. I don't even want to say the, like, initials because when I think about it, it just, like, freaks me out. But it would always just say these three initials over and over and over and over. And so we couldn't play Ouija board. Like, you know, you're a kid. That's what you do when it rains. If you can't rollerblade or, like, whatever. Yeah. And this was, like, long before, like, kids were, like, addicted to, you know, video games and getting diabetes and stuff. So, you know, we would try to play. And I can't believe it. You know, it's not like any of us were faking it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so that was, like, really the weirdest thing. The fact that my experience is I literally can't play with it with my little friends because it just makes these eights and keeps just saying, I'm this spirit.
I've always been a skeptic, I guess, when it came to that, too. I played once with my friend Scott, and I said, you're pushing it. You know, and, mm-hmm. and that was always my thing. Like, I know he's pushing it. It's yeah. not real. This thing don't work. But I had asked somebody about the Ouija board and what it does. And supposedly, from what I know, mm-hmm. it opens doors.
Right.
And it lets things in that you don't really want to. And a lot of people, when they're playing with it, don't close those doors.
Mm-hmm.
So then you got all the things, you know, that come through.
And, right.
But how did you end up getting rid of it? Did you end up throwing it away or?
No, I barely even remember. I just know we would stop playing with it.
Yeah.
I did know you were supposed to do that. So I think at the very least we made it go over the goodbye. Yeah, you know, at the very least, like, you're not staying here.
Yeah.
No, and I've lived so many places. I think it just eventually got thrown out or anything.
So you haven't seen the movie yet?
No, I have not.
Dan, you've seen the movie. Terrible. Can we say that? What if they want? No? It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Let's be honest. It's terrible. The best paranormal movie or ghost movie or mm-hmm. scary movie you've probably seen. Nothing bloody.
Yeah, no, not the blood guts.
I'm not into that. No, I'm not into that. No Saw, anything like that.
No. The most recent, The Conjuring. It's like one of my all-time favorites.
Same
now.
Here.
I love it, love
one
it,
one of the best
it.
Movies ever. I just saw Annabelle, and I know we were talking about this before, but there's going to be a second one, because Lorraine really didn't get started until the second one now, because it just got to the antique store where that family picks it up. So I don't know the story before it got to the antique store where the mom picked it up for her daughters.
Okay.
So I don't know if what they showed, if what they showed in this movie where there was a cult. Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, there was a cult, and I want to say it was back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother was having a baby. Long story short, there was a cult that broke into their parents' house, slashed them up, killed the parents, then went next door and tried to kill them.
Oh my gosh.
They ended up committing suicide, and the blood dripped into the doll's eye, and the doll became possessed, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of, it was a good movie. I mean, I like those movies.
Yeah.
And the fact that Lorraine has anything to do with that stuff just excites me.
Right.
I absolutely love that lady. So I think the next one, there will be a second one, because that's when Lorraine got involved. They did mention in the movie there was a priest that said, I know this lady back east that handles this stuff. I'm going to get a hold of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see when that one comes out, but it'll probably be a year or two, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to say Conjuring was probably my favorite. I even let the kids watch it. Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Yeah. They enjoyed it.
Clap.
Yeah, clap.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
So they were able to watch it, but they said, let's watch it during the day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably a good idea.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, you mind? I don't feel that good. You mind if I stay in your room tonight? That type of thing. So
I used to do that ritual when I was a kid. Like, we'd rent movies. And
yeah,
you'd
yeah.
have to get one scary and then one comedy.
Yeah, watch it right after.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not thinking about it anymore.
When I was a little kid, like 2 weeks ago, you know.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. No, that was definitely my all-time favorite. I don't get too much into the shows like I was telling you before. I think a lot of things, and just like movies, but are edited for TV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and I've heard there's so much fraud in the business, and that I'm not really that big into the Ghost Hunters,
right.
the Ghost Adventures, all that stuff. I'll watch it just because I love
I know, I still like
paranormal,
it.
Paranormal.
It's just entertaining.
But, yeah, it's hard for me to believe some of the stuff that happens. But Ghost Adventures, they go to the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
Those places, so. And I've met a couple of the guys, and they're really nice. And,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I let the boys watch too.
Yeah,
I let them watch the shows. To me, it's not that scary. And
no, and it's fun. I mean, and they try to, you know, explain things so that whatever you're going through, you
yeah.
know, there's the explanation. I would hope a lot of people. I mean, who knows now that it's so saturated?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, maybe people go faking it, but I would think most people would. You're just like a ghost hunting group, and maybe you got a show. I think you'd want to be honest about it. I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe the producers, hey, remember that sound that was nothing? Say it was this. I mean, that could always happen.
Well, you ever notice too when they're when they hear something and it's like, blah, 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 blah. He said, get out. You know?
Yes.
Oh, how did you hear that?
I know.
You understand what he said? I mean, he's better, Dan's better with the sounds than I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes me a little bit to pick it up unless it's Class A.
Right.
But he's pretty good at picking that stuff up. And,
yeah.
And he's got all the programs, so...
I would think it'd be harder, like, through the TV, too, like, if I'm right, you know. So I'm on a ghost hunt. I pick up a recording. It's on my little digital recorder.
Yeah.
And now it's at a studio coming through your TV. I mean, it would be even harder to, as a TV viewer, to understand what it's saying. So my thought is maybe when they actually hear it, it does sound a little bit better. But
not when it's coming through the TV.
No, not to
not
us.
At all. You heard that? I didn't hear that. It was kind of like, yeah, what do you say?
You know, and all of the, any one syllable word, that drives me crazy.
Yeah, like
it said yes. It said yes. It said like anything, because it didn't say anything. It's a sound.
Yeah,
I know.
It said yes, yeah. But I also, like, I'll guess before they say it. And I'll say, wait, I only heard two words. And they're talking about this thing just said a sentence.
Like, yeah.
So what? Well, I don't know. But I'm not good with that stuff. But I do enjoy those shows.
Yeah.
It's tough for me to believe a lot. I think there was one episode that really did me in. It was one of the first Ghost Adventures episode when that brick. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, the original.
Ooh, that was tough. I mean, I didn't see it when it first came out. I saw it when it replayed again. So I think it was a season or two later.
Oh, okay.
When they replayed it. And I said, that's tough for me to. I mean, I've never experienced. Have you guys ever experienced anything like that where things have come flying at you or across the room? Or
yeah, I know the guys did before I was in the group.
Yeah.
I mean, one of their stories that they always tell at, you know, if we do seminars or anything, is there was a light bulb screwed into the ceiling, like a light bulb would be, into a socket.
And it'll just
fall. But not straight down. Like, I guess it kind of launched.
Really?
Yeah. So that.
I'd love to see that.
Let's see. What have I seen? There was one we did. It was just in a bedroom. And it was just a little stone. It could have just fallen off of something. But it was kind of at that moment where you're saying, you know, is there anything you can do? Is there anyone here? If so, can you move something?
Yeah.
And just like a little pebble got launched and went bouncing across the floor. I was
that stuff's happened. That the footsteps, like, you hear all the time. I mean, that's pretty common.
Yeah.
The knocks sometimes, or the loud bangs. And like I said, the did you see that?
A tennis ball.
Oh God. Get out.
The little girl.
Yeah, get out.
The tennis ball said, "Get out, I'm a little girl."
So that's not bad for the first time. We'll perfect this and go on from here.
Be super smooth.
Be super smooth. But anyway, thanks for listening, if you're listening. I'm John.
I'm Kelly.
Thanks again.
So this is not an apology, because I feel like this is something that needed to be done. But the next episode is going to be epic, and if you had any reservations about listening to this, we're going to make up for it in the next one. We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Grant Mickey. Hello, world. You're listening to Echo Pod Media.